well. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, you were in there giving a presentation, and this is kind of an ominous name of your presentation, FinTech, friend or foe. So which is it? Is it a friend or a foe or both?
I think it can be both, okay. But I think, I focus on the friend part of
that's good.
FinTech companies and really focusing on how a lot of the startups that are emerging on the scene can really enable credit unions to adapt to the changing environment that we're all living in and to bring best-in-class technology and services to their members. Mm-hmm. And ensure that they're not disrupted by those foes that are out there as well.
Well, what are the foes trying to? Are the foes the disruptors out there who want to really shake things up and mess it up for the rest of us? Or there's always a bad apple in the bunch, you know?
I think there are new emerging companies that are looking to disrupt and take credit union members away from credit unions.
Yeah.
And, those are the companies that we're concerned about. And how do we ensure that the credit unions stay relevant, mm-hmm. in particular with millennials?
Yeah.
And it's, the technology that these companies are developing that really can create a solution for credit unions to resonate with millennials who really approach things very differently than some of the different generations that have been core to credit union membership.
Yeah. I mean, technology, as we all know, is very important to the millennial group, Gen Z as well, as they're coming up through the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a friend for them, and we don't want the foes messing that up. So what are a couple of takeaways from your presentation that people, that credit union folks can take back to their credit unions and say, hey, let's implement this, or this is a great idea, let's think about it,
Yeah, I think a couple of key takeaways is, I think what we've seen is that companies in other industries can underestimate new entrants or underestimate the impact that new technology will have. I mean, there's Blockbuster and BlackBerry, and look at the entire retail industry that, underestimated a little company out of Seattle called Amazon. And
Netflix as well.
Netflix, yeah. And so let's, make sure that, the credit union industry isn't on that list 10 or 15 years from now.
Right.
So that's a key takeaway, is don't underestimate. And I think, also be open to, new ideas and new technologies, and be willing to work with these startup companies that can be invaluable partners to credit unions.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's a totally. Yeah, another key takeaway that we really tried to convey to the audience today, and I think it's I think sometimes maybe easier to underestimate just how powerful fintech disruption will be, because what we see when we're on the front lines is a lot of these companies really kind of took off from concept in idea stage in 2014, where they're now kind of have their solution and their platform ready to build out.
Yeah.
And so while you don't have these companies that are maybe household names today, I guarantee in 5 years from now, there'll be a lot of companies out there that are become household names that, really will have an impact on the way financial services are delivered. And you look at a couple companies like Credit Karma, LendingTree, NerdWallet, those companies have been around for about 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm. And they seem like they've been around forever,
Yeah, I know, right. But it's, 2009, 2011 for those companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you think about what Uber did. I mean, the taxi industry, what could upset that industry? Because it's so ingrained in our society, is that it's just a normal thing to catch a cab, but now it's like, oh, you can use your own car as a cab type of thing now, and it's really just really flipped the whole thing on its head, which, and your point is, it can do the same thing to the financial services industry.
That's absolutely right, and I think
scary a little bit.
It is scary, and I think what startup companies have identified is that there's a lot of inefficiency, a lot of friction.
That's where it starts.
A lot of, substandard customer experience. And again, I call it the Amazon effect. The Amazon effect of, it's point and click, and I order something in the morning, it's at my doorstep when I get home at night. And, the consumer expectations of that Amazon experience has filtered over into other industries. And they expect the same thing from their credit union, and other companies that they transact business with.
Consumers, we're getting spoiled by this stuff, and we expect it in every aspect of our life, where some of those other places like healthcare, financial service may not be quite there yet, and it's a little bit, might be a little bit frustrating.
And I think, historically, a lot of financial institutions felt invincible to this disruption yeah. because it's complicated, it's regulated, yeah. it's capital intensive. Yeah. And, you know, I think that has maybe shielded us historically. Mm-hmm. And it's easier to go after the taxi industry because it's just a lower barrier to entry.
Yeah,
but
true.
You know what? The floodgates have been opened and, you know, we're now in the crosshairs of a lot of companies.
Well, and even most recently, Apple with their P2P payments thing through iChat or iMessage, whatever you want to call it, you know. So, I mean, it's almost like this creep effect, you know. They're just slowly getting in there, and before you know it, they might take it over, you know.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that's another, you know, takeaway. I mean, it's the creep effect. I think historically when changes occurred in our industry, in the financial services industry, you know, it might take a decade or more for this change to occur. Mm-hmm. And you know, so you can kind of sit on the sidelines and be a fast follower. And I think now change occurs not in a decade or more, but it occurs within 2 or 3 years.
So fast.
Yeah,
so
and,
fast.
And I think that's the other takeaway is to credit unions is you can't afford to sit on the sidelines mm-hmm. for 2 or 3 years, or you're going to be in a mode of catch up, and
it might be too late.
Yeah. You look at, you know, examples of retailers that were slow to adopt e-commerce, mm-hmm. and Sears and Sports Authority.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
Sears. Yeah.
That those are examples of companies that, you know, they did finally adapt, but it was too late.
A little slow on the uptake there, yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't catch up, and you know, we've seen the fate of those companies now.
That kind of leads me to my next question, and that's the importance of it all, you know, because if you, like you said, if you're on the sidelines, you're going to get left behind, you know, and you're going to be a Blockbuster, you're going to be a Tower Records, you're going to be possibly a Sears type of thing. So mm-hmm. that's for me, that's the importance. But what is there another importance message in there as well?
Or? Yeah, I mean, you know, another thing that I look at, and credit union membership has been growing, and
yeah,
the industry should be very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, my concern is that maybe they'll get lulled into complacency because, mm-hmm. hey, you talk about financial disruption, but, you know, we're growing. My concern is you look at the average age of credit union members and how, you know, that's now approaching the upper 40s,
mm-hmm.
and how younger generations are choosing other types of financial institutions and a lot of these startup companies, just because it's, you know, that's how they've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
They've grown up interacting through digital channels.
Yeah, yeah, and that's expected.
If credit unions aren't able to find a way to resonate with the next generation mm-hmm. of credit union members, mm-hmm. my concern is, you know, we'll peak at that membership, and when we look 10 or 15 years down the road, if we don't take action, you know, we will see those numbers actually going in the reverse
direction.
That's
a great point. SoFi is a great example of,
absolutely.
They're very credit union like, all digital, and they're in such a short time, they have done some amazing work. So credit unions out there, check out SoFi, and that's the competition that's coming right down
absolutely.
The turnpike, right in your crosshairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the young folks love it.
So. Yeah, and that's another example of a company that formed, I think SoFi, you know, really came about in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Such a short time. And I guarantee in 3 or 5 years, there will be another, you know, dozen companies or more that are household names that no one had on their radar
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that are going to be chipping away at those customer yeah. relationships
yeah.
and
yeah.
on the membership of credit unions.
Oh, this is a topic we could go on and on about. It's actually kind of, in a weird way, it's kind of fun to talk about.
It is,
you know,
it is.
So
and, you know, I'm excited. I think when you look at, you know, the value proposition that credit unions have, and you know, the, you know, placing the member first and how that can really, you know, that value proposition resonates with millennials.
Oh, totally.
And if you can combine that value proposition with the technology
mm-hmm.
in terms of how younger generations want to interact with their financial
yeah.
institution,
yeah.
it's could be an extremely powerful combination.
Indeed.
And so that's why, you know, I'm excited about, you know, what the potential is, but we have to act and embrace it.
Yep, I agree. Great message to end on, Brian. Thank you so much. Appreciate you
stopping
by. Well done.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.